Some call it a pop art landmark. Others call it an eyesore. Whatever you call it, the shirt corner at 3rd and Market Streets is being converted into a CVS. Old City resident Marco Gagliardi says he's been waiting to see the vacant property rejuvenated.
It's red, white, and blue when all these other buildings are made out of brick. And I always noticed that building, and I always wondered why it was over here, because everything else around here is pretty nice.
The shirt corner and its brother stores, the tie corner and the pant corner, became a part of the 3rd and Market business district in the 60s. Former owner Marvin Ginsburg admits he chose to paint the three buildings brightly because he wanted to make a splash.
I went to David Beck, the architect, and I said, how do you take a small business and make it look big? It worked for the time, you know, it worked really well. I had a wonderful 50 years there.
He says his family will continue to run the consolidated suit corner on the other side of the street. Richard Dilworth is a member of the Historical Commission of Philadelphia who approved the project. He likes the store's bright paint job, but says the new, old look better fits the neighborhood.
Personally, I like the shirt corner. I think it adds a lot of color to the corner. I think it's attractive. The thing that's not great about it is CVS stores are uniform and they look generic. The claim is that the new storefront will be more in line with the historic era for which the district is designated than the shirt corner.
As for bringing in a drugstore chain, he says the commission doesn't have much authority over who rents the space.
The developer has said that having CVS as the anchor tenant is what makes the project financially viable. In a lot of respects, it's good. They're a large company, so they tend to know the locations where they'll best serve a community.
Jenneth Kim works in the area and is disappointed to see a distinctive building replaced by a national chain.
I'm not too happy about the fact that it's going to be a CVS. I'm going to miss seeing it because it kind of makes this area unique, but they can do something to kind of better the area. I think it's good.
Marco Gagliardi says he'll welcome the convenience of a big drugstore.
Usually you have to walk to South Street, and there's really nothing else around here. And when I'm tired in the morning, I don't feel like walking down the South Street.
In addition to the CVS, a 7-Eleven is also planned across Market Street. Construction worker Jason DeNofa is not wild about the change.
There goes your old city. Now they're bringing in these big stores like 7-Eleven and CVS. I guess that's more important. It'll definitely change the historical feel of the area.
Leo Adimondo, managing partner for the developer, says he's gathered mostly positive feedback about the project, which is set to start in a few weeks. For WHYY News, I'm Meg Frankowski.